This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office. Address on file, period. On August 30th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation on your client, Shirley Brown, period. First name is S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Last name is Brown, B-O, Brown is B-R-O-W-N. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient, period. I also performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 85-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 136 pounds, period. The accident occurred on or about May 20th, 2021, at a flea market, period. She was hit by a golf cart and knocked off her feet, period. She was she landed on the ground and struck her head, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she had immediate pain in her head, comma, left arm, comma, right foot, comma, neck, comma, and mid-back, period. The golf cart also ran over her right foot, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she has pain in her mid-back, comma, lower neck, comma, left arm, comma, and right foot, period. New paragraph. The mid-back pain is constant and daily, period. It radiates down her left arm, period. It is described as a catching and stabbing pain. It ranges in intensity from 7 to 10 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The lower neck pain is described as intermittent and daily, period. It occurs approximately 3 out of 24 hours, period. It ranges in intensity from 7 to 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down her left arm, period. It is described as throbbing, period. New paragraph. Her left arm pain is intermittent, period. It occurs 12 out of 24 hours, period. It is worse when she moves her arm, period. It is described as throbbing and located below the elbow, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day from 8 and not a bad day out of 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. Her right foot pain is constant and daily, period. It is a pressure-type pain, period. It is mostly on her first and second toe, between toes 1 and 2, period. It ranges intensity on a good day from 8 out of 10 to a bad day to 8 out of 10, period. The patient understood that there was nerve damage to the left arm, period. New paragraph. The timeline is best recollected by the patient was that day. The ambulance took her to St. Vincent's on 86th Street, period. They did x-rays and released her, period. The next day she was seen at Ascension and x-rays of the foot were obtained. She saw her family doctor, period. She saw a specialist at Community North, Dr. Hart, H-A-R-T, and was told that her arm had some nerve damage. However, she deferred a more involved nerve testing, period. Her medications include lipid medicines and Tylenol over the counter for this condition, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Standing is problematic over 10 minutes, period. Driving herself is difficult, period. She has problems caring for her husband, period. Driving is difficult, period. She has difficulty lifting groceries, period. Sleep is affected, period. Walking is limited to approximately 10 minutes, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter Tylenol, comma, exercises, comma, and walking, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals cancer of the colon 22 years ago, comma, hyperlipidemia, and arthritis, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals a hysterectomy, comma, colon cancer surgery, comma, bilateral knee replacement, comma, right hip replacement, comma, and left carpal tunnel surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history revealed that the patient had a compound fracture of her upper back 4 years ago when she fell in the basement, period. It did heal, and the pain lasted approximately 9 months with total resolution of her pain until this accident, period. Her lower neck was never injured, period. Her left arm never had pain in the past, period. Her right foot was never injured in the past, period. She has not had prior falls, comma, serious automobile accidents, or work injuries, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is she is retired from Kroger as a head cashier, period. New paragraph. Upon review of records, some of the pertinent findings, Community Health Network, exam November 9th, 2021, say Ms. Brown is an 86-year-old female who returns to the clinic with new complaints of left arm pain, period. She was involved in a golf cart accident in May, period. X-rays of the right foot, May 21st, 2021, at Community, were negative for fractures. X-rays of the right hand were negative for fractures, period. Emergency room examination at St. Vincent's on May 20th, 2021, states an 85-year-old female presents as a trauma alert, period. About 1 hour prior to her arrival, patient was at a flea market where she was accidentally hit by a golf cart, period. Trauma workup was thankfully unremarkable with no signs of rib fracture, comma, hemothorax or pneumothorax, and no signs of intracerebral bleed or cervical spine injury, period. She was found to have age indeterminate T3 fracture, discussed with neurosurgery, and they reported this was old. When I spoke with the patient, period, she said she did fall downstairs a few years ago, and this is likely the cause, period. X-rays that date, May 20th, 2021, no evidence of cervical spine fracture, period. CT of the brain, same date, focal scap laceration in the midline posteriorly, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine revealed mild compression deformity of the T3 vertebral body, age indeterminate, period. And at St. Vincent's, they did a CT of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis, which were negative studies, period. On physical examination by me, August 30th, 2022. The patient had an abnormal slow gait, period. ENT examination was normal with pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the thyroid was unremarkable. Examination of the cervical and thoracic areas were abnormal with paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical and thoracic areas, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of both areas, period. There was diminished range of motion in both the cervical and thoracic areas, period. Cervical flexion was diminished by 24 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 16 degrees, period. Side bending was diminished by 10 degrees bilaterally. In the thoracic region, flexion was diminished by 8 degrees, period. Examination of the heart was regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and unremarkable, period. Examination of the right arm revealed diminished rotation at the left elbow region, period. There was tenderness to palpation of the left forearm just below the elbow joint, period. Examination of the lower extremity revealed deviation of the right great toe towards the lateral direction, period. There was tenderness on palpation of the right great toe at the base, and it was diffuse, period. There was diminished strength involving the right great toe, period. There was 10% swelling of the right great toe, period. There was diminished range of motion in the right great toe, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the left upper forearm, circular and distribution, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral dorsal foot, approximately 6 centimeters in diameter, period. There was diminished strength of the left forearm, period. There was diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. The patient is right hand dominant, period. Remainder of the examination was unremarkable, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by me are number 1, cervical trauma and strain, number 2, thoracic trauma and strain, number 3, left arm pain with radiculopathy, number 4, right foot trauma and pain, number 5, head trauma with scalp laceration, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the golf cart accident of May 20th, 2021, period. The head trauma with scalp laceration has resolved, period. New paragraph. All the treatments I have outlined above and reviewed as it relates to the accident of May 20th of 2021 were all appropriate, comma, necessary, comma, and medically reasonable, period. At this time, new paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA. In reference to the cervical and thoracic regions, I'm referring you to Table 17-2 and 17-3. The patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left arm, referring you to Table 15-4, page 399, the patient qualifies for an additional 6% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the right foot, utilizing Table 16-2, page 501, the patient qualifies for an additional 4% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-10, period. When we combine these 3 whole body impairments, this equates to a 9% whole body impairment as a result of a golf cart injury of May 20th of 2021, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to perform an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to this exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.